The Armed Forces Radio Service presents the FBI in Peace and War. And now another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Chaplain James.
I have your call to Clover City now, sir. Deposit $1.10, please.
$1.10? Very well, operator. $1.10. There you are.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Jim?
It's me, Marty. Can you hear okay?
Like you're in the next room. Where are you calling from, Jim?
Grand Central. My train leaves in half an hour.
Good. You can't get here soon enough. I've got this town all lined up and ready to go.
Oh, I hope so, Marty. I spent my last piece of capital on a brand new outfit.
The outfit I told you?
Why, of course. 150 smackers. And it better be worth it.
It'll be worth it, don't worry. What time does the train get in?
8:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll pick you up at the station. In the meantime...
In the meantime, keep my bib clean and lay off the bottle.
Right. 8:30 tomorrow, Jim. See ya.
Yeah.
Memorandum from the Federal Bureau of Investigation to all field offices, chambers of commerce, and better business bureaus. Be on the watch for a new veterans fraud recently worked in the Midwest area. Complete MO information is not yet available. The circular with tentative details is now being formatted.
St. Louis Limited, leaving 10 o'clock on track 5.
Jim, over here.
Passengers,
Marty, my boy. How are you?
Jim's
good to see you. Hey, you decked out.
You like the sailor's suit, huh?
That's terrific. You've got me sold already.
Oh, yeah, I'm sensational, all right. Where's your car?
Just outside the entrance. Hotel, first stop?
I should say, 40 winks and a nice hot tub before I move a muscle.
Okay, first stop. I'll give you the dope on the way. Right over there.
Uh-huh. So you approve of the get-up, Marty?
Can't keep my eyes off you. What's that thing on the sleeve?
Oh, that's the chaplain's insignia, my boy. James Edward McLean, United States Navy.
Ha-ha. Boy, oh, brother, is this town going to go for Chaplain James?
Oh, Marty, please, a little more respect for the cloth.
Yes, sure.
Marty, this car isn't stolen, is it?
No, strictly legit.
You got an office, too, or do we operate out of here?
I took an extra room at the hotel. Everything's strictly grade A.
Good.
I also took a cute local girl as receptionist. Makes a nice impression, you know.
Ah, very good. How about out front?
Give me a cigarette first.
Oh, yeah, sure, right here.
There you are. Thanks. I've lined up the best front yet, Jim.
I'm listening.
Name's George Cooper. He's a local bigwig. Has a law office right in the city hall.
Not too smart.
No, real schnook. Typical small potatoes politician, civic leader, state assemblyman the last two terms. You know the kind.
Uh-huh. He fell for the memorial idea?
Oh, don't they always? Just feeding the idea of putting their name to worthy cause.
Marty.
Yeah.
How high do you think we can go?
Oh, I think the top on this one, Jim, 5,000.
Yeah?
Oh, sure. This town is tear happy. Lost half its boys in the war. Well, we give them a chance to erect a permanent monument to their boy's name.
But five, Marty, isn't that pushing it a little?
No. Not with this George Cooper to front for us. He figures by promoting this, he'll be a real local hero. Maybe end up mayor.
Uh-huh.
The only one to watch out for is that Snoop secretary of his.
Secretary?
Yeah, Miss Stebbins. Regular old hawk nose. Suspicious of everything.
Oh, one of those.
But you just turn on the old McLean charm and we can forget her.
Okay, Marty. Just get me to that hotel. 40 winks and a nice hot tub and this operation is ready to roll.
Hey,
afternoon, Miss Evans. Commander McLean and I would like to see Mr. Cooper.
He's been waiting for you, Mr. Martin. He told me to bring you in the moment you arrived.
And this is the chaplain, Mr. Cooper. Commander James McLean.
Well, it's a pleasure, Chaplain, a real pleasure. You know, I feel I almost know you, sir, from all that Mr. Martin has told me.
Then I believe our knowledge of each other is mutual, Mr. Cooper. Your name is not unknown outside Clover City.
Well, you don't say. Did you hear that, Stevens?
Chaplain, won't you sit down?
Why, thank you, miss. Thank you very kindly.
Oh, yes, yes, please do. And how about a cigar all around, eh? Chaplain?
Thank you, no. I'm only going to stay a few minutes. There's so much work to be done and other calls to be made. You know?
Well, now, Chaplain, I think you can leave all of that to me.
I beg pardon?
I'm afraid there isn't going to be much work for you here in Clover City, Chaplain. Mr. Cooper insists on handling everything.
My pleasure, Chaplain, I assure you.
Well, sir, really, that's very kind. But I'm afraid I couldn't impose on you that
no,
way.
No, no, no imposition, believe me. When Mr. Martin first outlined the splendid work your monument committee has been doing throughout the country, why, I could hardly wait to get things started for our community.
Well, really, Mr. Cooper...
Now, you just leave everything to me, Chaplain. You don't have to worry about a thing.
You're a very persuasive man, aren't you?
Well, I guess I am when I'm talking humanity, Chaplain.
What do you think, Miss Stebbins?
I think you have no say in the matter, Chaplain.
It certainly looks that way, doesn't it?
Now, just tell me what you want done.
Well, the Navy has given me a 6 weeks' leave to arrange this memorial in Clover City.
Yes?
That means I'd want plans drawn up by a local architect, the selection of a site for the monument, and some practical methods for raising the money.
That's all?
Isn't that enough, Mr. Cooper?
Well, then it's as good as done, Chaplain. And you won't have to lift a finger. Hey, Stevens?
Yes, Mr. Cooper. Unless you could persuade the chaplain to drop in at your veterans club one night and say benediction.
Say, that would be great. Could you do that, Chaplain?
Why, I'd be delighted, of course. I just don't know how to thank you, Mr. Cooper. And you, Miss Stebbins.
Well, don't try.
Well, we've had a fair degree of success with our fundraising in other places. But somehow, I feel with you to guide us, Mr. Cooper. Well, I'd guarantee this time we just couldn't miss.
FBI, Mr. Andrews' office. Just one moment, please.
Good morning, Miss Clark.
Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Say, does Agent Shepard...
He's in your office now, sir. He just came in from photo identification.
Oh, good, thanks.
Sorry to keep you waiting, sir. Mr. Andrews just came in. Now,
hello, Chef.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Andrews.
You've been here long?
No, just a couple of minutes. I checked with the files on that picture you gave me. We have nothing on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Can you tell me what this is all about now?
Sure. You having lunch with anyone, Chef?
No, sir.
Good. We can have something set in. You know that circular we sent out to the Chambers of Commerce and Better Business Bureaus?
On veterans fraud?
Yes. Mm. Well, the Chamber in Jackson City, Missouri, sent in an appeal sheet for an organization called the Veterans Monument Committee. Mm-hmm. That picture you just checked was clipped from a newspaper article on the head of the project, a chaplain, James Edward McLean, United States Army.
You playing hunches, Mr. Andrews?
Probably. I hope there might be some connection between this thing and that veterans fraud in Minneapolis last fall. That one was also a phony military chaplain.
Too bad it doesn't connect.
Well, maybe not too bad.
Huh?
I was just over to the Veterans Administration. They don't know a thing about it.
They don't, huh?
No.
Well, they'd know if it was on the level, wouldn't they?
Of course.
Well, then maybe this might connect if you had someone work on it.
Mm-hmm. You and Bailey.
Me and Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
You think there is a connection?
Yes, I do.
Well, where do we start?
Right here. Hello, Miss Clark. Get me Colonel Hedges in the War Department, please. Yes, thank you.
War Department, huh?
Yes, that's where we start. We find out what the department knows about this chaplain, James Edward McLean.
And now, friends, may I present our distinguished speaker of the evening, The man responsible for the great memorial project of which we are all so proud. Chairman of the Veterans Monument Committee, United States Navy Chaplain, Commander James Edward McLean.
$25, $30, $35, $40.
How are we doing, Marty?
$45, $50, $55. $912.55.
Almost 1,000. Not a bad start.
Not bad at all. Just keep on making those speeches, Chaplain, and there's no telling how high we'll go.
Yes, that's right, Mrs. Norris. $5,000 is the goal. Well, any part of that amount is welcome. That's right. Yes, you sent it directly to Chaplain McLean at his hotel. Well, not at all, Mrs. Norris. Goodbye.
Mr. Cooper.
Oh, Stebbins. Stebbins, where are those construction estimates? I had them right here on my desk.
The estimates can wait, Mr. Cooper. This is important.
Huh? Well, what is it, Stebbins?
It's about Chaplain McLean.
The chaplain? Well, what about him?
Mr. Cooper.
Yes?
I just found out the chaplain's a swindler.
Now, you listen to... He's what?
A swindler. He and that Mr. Martin, both.
A swindler? Oh, now, really, Stebbins, this is carrying things too far.
Mr. Cooper...
Much too far. That suspicious nature of yours.
This isn't suspicion, Mr. Cooper. You remember that FBI circular you were too busy to open?
FBI circular?
Well, I wasn't too busy. I opened it. And read about a certain new fraud being operated by two men posing as representatives for a Veterans Monument Committee.
Huh?
You were still too busy, so I made an inquiry myself, a very discreet inquiry. The Navy replied that they have no record of any Chaplain James McLean.
What?
Well, you can see for yourself. Here's the reply.
Give that to me. What? Oh, my.
And here's the FBI circular.
Well, this is terrible. Terrible. How could I have been taken in like that? Hello. Hello, operator.
What are you doing?
I am calling Police Chief Dowson. I'll fix those two for this. I'll have them put behind bars for the rest of their life. I'll
show them. You know no such thing. Put the phone down, Mr. Cooper.
What?
If this scandal comes out in the open, your political future will be just about finished.
It what?
Put the phone down, Mr. Cooper.
Well, my political future finished. Yes. Yes, you're right, Stebbins.
After all, you've been sponsoring this drive.
Oh, this is trouble. This is trouble. Stebbins, I'm ruined.
Not necessarily, Mr. Cooper. You're the only one who knows about this.
Why, Stebbins.
Well, that's so, isn't it?
Well, you're not suggesting that I let the drive continue.
Why not?
Well, that's impossible.
Oh, is it? You let it continue until the goal is reached. Then you take the money and give those crooks 1 hour to leave Clover City for good.
Impossible.
Is it?
Well, no, I guess maybe it isn't.
You go right ahead and erect the monument, and no one in town will ever know the difference.
But, George, that's right. Stebbins?
Yes?
You really think I can get away with a thing like this?
I think you just haven't any choice, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. All right, I'll take a chance. But you'd better run down to the drugstore and get some bicarbonate of soda. Before this drive is over, I'm sure I'm going to need plenty of it.
Now back to the FBI in Peace and War, and tonight's story... Chaplain James.
Stebbins, you really think I can get away with a thing like this?
I think you just haven't any choice, Mr. Cooper. You have to let the drive continue until the goal is reached.
And now, folks, without any further words from me... May I present our speaker of the evening, the man who is making our drive such a success, Navy Chaplain Commander James Edward McLean.
Ha,
And you should have seen their faces when you told them how magnificently they were responding. Oh, brother.
I wish I could have. I didn't dare look.
But you didn't. I could hardly keep a straight face myself.
Oh, honest, Marty, you sure pick them. We're really in the feed box now.
Oh, with both feet. I told you that Cooper was the perfect front for us, didn't I?
You certainly did. But I'm glad we're in the home stretch. It's always trouble when you hang around too long.
Trouble, huh? Just give me this kind of trouble every time.
No, Marty.
Well, honest, Jim, we could hit 7,500 and it's just as easy as now.
Oh, we said 5,000.
Well, I know we did. I know that. But look how lovely it's rolling in.
No, Marty.
6,500? Such easy dough.
No.
No? Okay. I think it's crazy.
Well, I don't like to take chances, Marty. We're sitting pretty now. Why spoil it?
Okay, okay.
Now, you listen to me and you'll stay clear of the lockup. Play along till the end of the week, and then it's 5,000 and out.
Wanted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for impersonation and fraud, Jim McLean, alias Chaplain McLean, alias Father James. Description as follows. Age about 50, hair gray, height 6'1", eyes blue.
Hello?
Mr. Shepard, Agent Bailey is calling from New York City.
Okay, put him on.
Go ahead, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Shep.
Hello, Frank. Any news?
Good news, Shep. I checked in all the uniform houses here in New York. This last house, Maxwell Brothers, recognized McLean's picture right away.
They did, huh?
Yeah, he's been ordering outfits from them right along.
Well, that's swell, Frank. Of course, they haven't sent him any recently.
No, but we got a break on that, Shep. McLean had a new uniform made up about a month ago, and while he was in for a fitting, he called Grand Central for a train reservation. The tailor remembered it was for a place called Clover City.
Clover City. Well, that's great work, Frank. Did you check on planes?
Sure. We can get one out of LaGuardia at noon tomorrow.
Okay, I'll pick you up first thing in the morning.
I'll be ready.
Oh, and Frank.
Yeah?
You didn't find out what impersonation he was up to this time, did you?
Well, the uniform he ordered was Navy, but that was a month ago. There's no telling what kind of a deal he may be pulling now.
And in conclusion, friends, may I say that I am proud of the honor you have bestowed upon your departed loved ones. The goal you set has now been reached. Clover City has indeed taken its memorial to heart and risen nobly to the deed. Thank you.
Mr. Martin?
Yes, Miss Wolf.
Mr. George Cooper is here to see you and the chaplain, sir.
Mr. Cooper, well, show the gentleman right in, please.
Well, this is an unexpected pleasure, Mr. Cooper. A chair for the gentleman, Mr. Martin.
Oh, yes, right here.
No. No chair, thanks. This isn't social.
It isn't?
No, it isn't.
Is there anything the matter, Mr. Cooper?
Oh, no.
Not a thing.
What is it, Mr. Cooper?
You have no idea, eh?
Idea? Idea about what?
And you haven't either, I suppose, Mr. Martin?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't imagine either of you has seen the latest FBI circular, have you?
FBI circular?
It's a very interesting circular. Tells all about a new racket involving a Veterans Monument Committee.
Mr.
Hold
Cooper.
It, Marty. Go on, Mr. Cooper.
No, I'm not going anyplace. Now, it's your turn to talk, isn't it?
What do you expect me to say?
Well, there's nothing you can say. Naturally, I checked with the Navy. Naturally, they never heard of you.
I see.
You didn't really think you could slip one over on George Cooper, did you, Chaplain?
What are you going to do?
Well, I've thought about that, Mr. Martin. And the first thing I'm going to do is relieve you of that $5,000.
Ah.
Yes. And after I've relieved you, I'm going to give the both of you exactly 1 hour to get out of town.
What?
You're going to let us go?
I am.
Well,
never mind the thanks, Marty. He's only doing this to save his own skin.
You're quite right, Chaplain. Now then, let's have the five.
All of it?
Every penny.
Give it to him, Marty.
you'll be pleased to know that the monument is going up in spite of you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Martin.
Now, you have exactly 1 hour, gentlemen, and remember, don't ever show your faces in Clover City again.
Yes, gentlemen.
We'd like to see Commander James McLean, please. We understand he's registered here at the hotel.
Commander McLean?
My name is Shepard. I'm an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is my colleague, Agent Bailey.
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's right. What room does he have?
Well, I'd like to accommodate you, gentlemen, but the chaplain checked out just a short while ago.
Checked out?
Yes, sir. He and that other gentleman both.
How long ago?
Oh, half hour, maybe.
They didn't say where they were going?
No, sir. Just paid their bill and left. Said they were leaving Clover City for good.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes?
That gentleman from the FBI is here, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yes, Sir Stebbins. Well, have him come in.
Yes, sir. Mr. Shepard?
Thank you. Well, that's all right, miss. Thanks.
Well, I thought perhaps Mr. Cooper would want me for a transcript.
Maybe it would be better if Miss Stebbins remained.
I'd prefer to talk with you alone, Mr. Cooper, if you don't mind.
Well, you would. Well, yes, of course. very well, Stebbins.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is an honor, Mr. Shepard. Sit down. Sit down, please. Now, can I offer you a smoke? Or perhaps something to drink?
No, thanks, neither.
It's a real honor. Yes. Though I must say I was surprised when you phoned me. Now, what would the FBI be doing in a place like Clover City, I asked myself.
Well, I'm afraid my visit isn't a very pleasant one, Mr. Cooper. I have bad news for you.
Bad news?
I'm afraid so. Mr. Cooper, you've been helping to promote this veterans' memorial here in town, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
With Commander James McLean?
That is right.
Mr. Cooper, McLean is a swindler.
Uh-huh.
That's right, we've been after him for months.
The chaplain is a swindler?
It's the truth, Mr. Cooper, he and his partner both.
Why, I just can't believe it. Those nice gentlemen.
Those nice gentlemen, Mr. Cooper, are wanted by the police of 4 different states.
Oh, they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is incredible.
You were taken in completely.
But completely? Oh, this is terrible. I'll never hold my head up in this town again.
Unless we caught up with them.
Yes, caught up. Well, yes, of course, yes. Miss Stebbins.
Yes, sir.
Get me Commander McLean's hotel right away. I want to speak to the room clerk.
Yes, sir.
It's too late for that, Mr. Cooper.
Aye?
I already spoke to the room clerk, Mr. Cooper. The chaplain and his partner checked out of the hotel over an hour ago.
Oh, they've checked out?
Yes.
I see. Well, in that case, never mind, Miss Stebbins.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. This is a headache. I'll be through in this town, absolutely through.
As bad as all that.
Bad? Why, I sponsored this swindler. I actually promoted his scheme. We've got to keep this thing quiet, Mr. Shepard.
Oh, I'm afraid we can't do that, Mr. Cooper.
We can't?
No, you see, we've already caught up with McLean.
You've what?
Caught up with him. Agent Bailey got the two of them at the railroad station. He's on his way here with them now.
He's on his way here?
Yes, we want you to make the formal identification. Miss Stebbins, is Agent Bailey here with those men yet?
Yes, Mr. Shepard, he's here.
Would you ask him to bring them in now, please?
Now?
Yes, now.
Well, Mr. Shepard...
This won't take a moment, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, I know, but really, I am very...
Mr. Cooper, don't you feel well?
Frankly, no. I think I'm going to have a terrible headache. Oh, my.
All right in, Chaplain. You too, Marty.
Come right ahead, boys. We've been talking about you.
I'll bet you. How are you, Mr. Cooper?
Terrible.
You look terrible.
It's going to look even worse.
Now, Commander McLean, or Chaplain McLean, or whatever your name is, you have nothing to say to me.
I don't, huh?
Nothing? To tell you that I am disappointed about this is putting it mildly.
You're disappointed?
Yes, and I'm disappointed too, McLean. Mr. Cooper says that you and Marty took him in completely.
Oh, he does.
Mr. Shepard, could I speak to these two alone for just a moment, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Cooper, but I'm hardly in the mood for a private discussion right now.
Yes, but you don't understand.
But I do. It's you who doesn't understand. Isn't that so, Mr. Shepard?
I'm afraid it is, Mr. Cooper. I neglected to tell you that your two friends provided us with the whole story.
They what?
The whole story. They were really most cooperative.
Even anxious. I don't think they like you, Mr. Cooper.
What are you saying? You are linking me with these...
Phonies?
Yes, phonies. And you will pay for this outrage. I have connections.
So have they. Forget it, Cooper.
You really didn't think you could slip one over on Jim McClain, did you?
Oh, you idiots. I didn't slip anything over.
Well, I will if you'll hold out your hands, Mr. Cooper.
Frank? Right here, Chef.
What are you going to do with me?
The same with all of you. First stop, headquarters. Second stop, the grand jury. Oh, but don't worry, Cooper. You'll have the chaplain along to say benediction. Let's go. George Cooper was booked on the charge of withholding important criminal information, and he went to trial along with Jim McClain and his partner. On the stand, he turned witness for the state. And in the face of his incontrovertible evidence, McClain and Martin were speedily convicted and sentenced to 10-year terms. Cooper himself was given 1 year in prison, but this was subsequently suspended. With the penalties thus provided, your FBI closed its files on the veterans racket that had for its main prop the man who called himself Chaplain James.
FBI in Peace and War came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.